From Tidbits on April 2nd, 2013, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. iCloud security and core data syncing dominated our attention last week, broken up by news that T-Mobile will finally begin selling the iPhone in an unusual no-contract sales arrangement. The Verge examines Apple's cloud security. Should security practices be kept secret? The Verge's Tim Carmody suggests that Apple's legendary secretiveness could result in worse security than if the company were more transparent about how it protects customer data. He closes with, "All the evidence suggests that much like Apple Maps or MobileMe, iCloud simply isn't at the level of polish and performance we've come to expect from Apple. Security is just a symptom." The reality of iCloud core data syncing. The Verge's Ellis Hamburger talked to a bunch of developers in writing this extensive article about frustrations with iCloud's core data syncing features, which are necessary for apps that need to do database-style syncing via iCloud, as opposed to document-style syncing, which works fine. Syncing is hard, but Apple needs to get it right if developers and users are to rely on iCloud integration. Rich Siegel explains the issues with iCloud core data syncing. Developer frustrations with iCloud core data syncing have been much in the news of late, but for those who are wondering, at a technical level, what the fuss is all about, Rich Siegel of Barebone Software lays out what is involved with iCloud data syncing and where developers are experiencing problems. T-Mobile to sell iPhone starting April 12, 2013. Macworld's Dan Morin tracks down the picky details surrounding T-Mobile's announcement that it will start selling the iPhone, the 4, 4S, and 5, in the United States on April 12, 2013. Notable facts about T-Mobile's move include unsubsidized hardware for down payments plus monthly charges, a $50 per month unlimited plan for talk, text, and data with a 500 megabyte cap on 4G data, which includes tethering, and simultaneous voice and data, offered by AT&T currently, but not Verizon or Sprint. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Dusk Keyboard. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe to email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.